"Very lucky," said John, without meaning it.
"When's the wedding?"
"Soon, I think." His leaden tone told Captain Wentworth it was time to move on, and at last he did.
"Now!"
He took out a packet and removed some papers from it.
"I have done a little digging, as you asked."
"And?" John sat up in his chair. This was what he'd come for. He had not been himself since he'd read the copied material which Ellis had brought to him. And when she'd failed to return with the originals later that day, he had been forced to acknowledge that the information they bore witness to could not be destroyed or even contained. In the first of Sophia's letters, she told her maid of the child she had conceived, a child who was to be sent to live with a family named Pope as soon as it was born. That much he had absorbed easily. He'd long realized that Charles Pope was in some way connected by blood to one or other of the major players in this game. John had suspected him of being James Trenchard's son. Now it turned out he was the son of Trenchard's daughter. All this was fair enough. Trenchard had been anxious to keep the secret to protect his daughter's good name, and John understood why. The letters had also allowed him to fill in the missing piece of the jigsaw. The father of Sophia Trenchard's baby was Edmund Bellasis, John's own cousin. It all made sense. Trenchard's patronage of Charles Pope, Lady Brockenhurst's obvious affection for him. There was nothing to surprise in this revelation. On the contrary, for the first time since Charles Pope had come into their lives, everything was clear. Then he had read the remaining sheets. The first was apparently proof of a wedding in Brussels. This was when he'd barked to Ellis that he would give her the ludicrous sum of £1,000 if she could retrieve the originals. The maid had run off as John settled down to read the rest. But suddenly he was faced with a conundrum. If there really had been a marriage, if Sophia and Edmund had been husband and wife, then why was it necessary to keep the child a secret, to place him with the Popes? Why was the boy not brought up by his grandparents amid the splendours of Lymington Park? Why had he not been acknowledged as Viscount Bellasis in his turn, the heir to his grandfather, superseding Stephen and John in the line of succession? He picked up the final letters in the package, and there was his answer. In them, Sophia Trenchard spoke of her horror and her shame at being tricked. Was this the case? That there had been no true wedding? That the marriage lines were false and Bellasis had deceived the girl into believing there had been one? It must be so. There was no other explanation that would fit the facts. Who then was the Richard Bouverie who'd signed the false certificate of marriage, and who had written the letter of explanation as to why the ceremony had been performed in Brussels? Might he have been a fellow officer, a regimental friend of Edmund? Why else would he have been out there? One thing was clear: Sophia believed Bouverie had impersonated a clergyman so that Edmund might succeed in getting her into bed. But before John could celebrate, indeed before he could decide what he should do next, if anything, he had to be quite sure of the truth. He needed proof that Bouverie was an impostor. Only then would he be able to think straight. Only then would he be safe. When Ellis had failed to reappear, and it dawned on him that he would not, as he had hoped, be able to throw the originals onto the flames flickering in the grate of his modest drawing-room, he had flung himself down on the sofa, clutching a bottle of brandy, and racked his brains. In the small hours, he'd remembered his friend Hugo Wentworth, a captain in the 52nd Light Infantry and a self-appointed military historian. Bellasis had been in the 52nd Light Infantry when he died, and surely it must be possible for Wentworth to review the evidence in their records and discover if Bouverie was a fellow officer. And so he had written to Hugo, supplying him with what information John was prepared to commit to paper, asking him